Well, sitting here in the studio is Annette Hertig. Hi, Annette.
Hi, Tina.
So you were at the conference last weekend on Women on Art on Sex. You're going to tell us something about that. I heard it was really exciting.
It was. I enjoyed being there.
So what was the most exciting part of that event for you? I've got lots of questions, so just start talking.
The most exciting part for me was just the presence of so many other people who were interested in and concerned about gender and in art and as a political issue.
Mm-hmm. And I gather that the issue of censorship came up too.
Well, I think that was the whole reason that Sarah planned the conference.
Sarah Diamond.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Attorney General is proposing new legislation for BC, which would set up a censorship board.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't bode well for artists. And most of us think, or most of the people at the conference seem to think, it didn't bode well for the population in general.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into that right now. That's such a naughty issue.
Well, what was really surprising, I think, at the conference was the unanimity of the people there, that there wasn't even any debate.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't, I think, because it was a feminist conference, or seemed that way, that there was some speculation that there would be an anti-censorship element attending the conference and that there would be debate, but there, in fact, didn't seem to be a need. There was agreement.
What, that censorship is the idea of a censorship board at any rate is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else was covered? There must have been more.
Well, I have the program here, and I can make reference to it.
Okay.
I didn't arrive until Saturday at 3 o'clock, so I missed the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday afternoon, there was a discussion about the objecting object, women and the art of sex. And there was Joan Borsa, who's a critic, an art critic, Varda Burstyn, who's a writer, broadcaster, film critic from Toronto, and Sue Golding, who is a political scientist and sexual rights activist,
mm-hmm.
speaking on a panel. I think that what they were addressing there was different perspectives, different attitudes towards gender, and how images are being made by women now, contemporary image makers, cultural producers, are attempting to speak to gender in their work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what did these women have to bring to that subject? Anything that you can highlight for us?
Well, Joan Borsa spoke primarily about in the kind of curatorial or art critic from that perspective,
mm-hmm.
and showed slides from contemporary women artists. Varda Burstyn spoke very subjectively, and I enjoyed that. That's not a criticism by any means. About her experience and desire as a source of identity, and sexual desire explicitly as a source of identity. Sue Golding is a lesbian, and she addressed specific imagery, and again with a slide presentation, and showed how women working with sexual imagery today have taken what we consider to be stereotyped images and reversed them or turned them on their head so that they come out other than the way the usual media subverts those images or perverts those images.
More a case of perversion, I would say.
Mostly.
Yeah.
But often subverting, too, just in the sense that they denigrate women.
Yeah. Okay. That's well, anyway. So that was Saturday afternoon. And then I gather there were videos?
There were videos in the evening. I found the videos Saturday somewhat disappointing in themselves, in that they were either flawed technically or weren't strong statements. The content was not as compelling as I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I, in the context of the conference as a whole, they were provocative,
mm-hmm.
and that's, I think, the way they were intended. Well, then
go on.
Sunday also. Sunday began with a continuation insofar as it began with the viewing of a video made by Lisa Steele and Kim Tomczak from Toronto with a voiceover performance. They were there in the audience and did the voiceover.
So they were working live and with the videotape.
That's right.
Hmm.
And it was a very exciting part of the conference because that their video was a middle ground front view presentation of themselves making love, and the contrast between what was very ordinary in their presentation and how moving it was, and how full of, how meaningful it was in comparison to the video, the tapes from the previous night,
mm-hmm.
Made their presentation speak that much more strongly.
Right. And then, in the afternoon, more.
Let
I want to hear all about it.
I have to look here. In the afternoon, there was another panel, three cultural producers, Catherine Kelly, who's a writer, reading her own writing and making reference to some graphic work that accompanied her writing. Himani Banerjee, who's a Toronto poet and cultural critic, who spoke about women, but also about racism and minority groups within
mm-hmm.
within our culture, and so the double whammy,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. And then Cindy Patton, who's a lesbian and an editor of Bad Attitude, which is a lesbian erotic / pornographic magazine from Massachusetts. This magazine having apparently been banned in our country, and she was there reading from the magazine.
I heard elsewhere that was actually a very stimulating, in more ways than one, reading.
It was appreciated.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So what was the audience like for this event? Was it well attended?
It was very well attended. There was more people in the evenings for the videotapes, but during the day as well, the place was full.
Yeah, and was there lots of opportunity for discussion?
Lots, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll probably get some results from that. In other ways, it'll start feeding into the community here. Well,
I think so.
Yeah.
I think Sarah's to be congratulated. It was a very stimulating place to be.
All the feedback has been positive that I've heard.